Well, I think Rachel, I'm sure once he made all the eyes there.
You're right, I'm just going to thank the sponsors.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. You didn't have any trouble getting here today?
No.
Okay, great. My wife commutes into the city. She tells me there's like a lot of traffic coming into this. I don't know if you saw in the other direction. You were going the right way.
Yeah.
She works at Cornell. Far East. All right. Okay, good morning, everybody. Oh, this is not on. Still not on. Howie?
It's a brilliant idea.
Can you hear me? Oh.
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So I want to thank the sponsors for this week. Mr. Sy Shulman is sponsoring in memory of his wife, Rachel, Rachel, Golda, Bas Yaakov, Binyamin, Visara Leah. The Yortzeit was observed on the 24th of January. And their chaver, Mr. Stephen Agris, in memory of his father, Rabbi Hyman Agris, Rav Chaim, Rabbi Yehoshua. So for those who weren't here on Monday, we had the great privilege of learning the halachos of Bishul Akum with Rabbi Simon, if I could say so myself. The shiur was very much old al shulchan malachim. Thank you very much. It's going to be hard to top. Rabbi Simon saved basically all these kids' lunches on Monday. So I don't know if there's some equivalent in the world of mezuzah, but we'll find out. It's a very dramatic ending to the shiur. That the lunch could be saved, but it's really an enormous kavod for us to have Rosh Hashiva Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Rabbi Baruch Simon to discuss Inyanei Mezuzah together with us.
Thank you again, Rabbi Friedman, Rabbi Feldman, for the arrangements. It's good to see everybody. Okay. So, when I told Rabbi Friedman that I was going to do Hilchos Mezuzah, so he said, oh, you have to tell the story of the Maram Rutenberg. So we'll start off with the story of Maram Rutenberg, and then we'll go from there. And if there's anything about Hilchos Mezuzah that you were interested for me to talk about, please feel free. So the Maram Rutenberg, it's the story brought in the Rush, the Maram Rutenberg would be learning in the Beis Medrash, and sometimes he would take a little nap in the course of the day. He was probably there the whole day. And there was some evil spirit that was bothering him, that wouldn't let him nap properly. So the remedy was he put up a mezuzah and then saved the day. And then he was able to nap properly. And that was the... That was the story of the Maram Rutenberg. He saved his nap. Okay, so we saved the nap. Okay. So let's begin. And let's see how we can tie everything in. I figured the text we should use for this will be the Rambam. Even though we don't necessarily paskin like the Rambam in every area in Hilchos Mezuzah, but the Rambam's opinion is always something that's very important. Asara Tanoim, says the Rambam, there are 10 conditions. Yesh Babayas, Rechachi Chizchayev Hadar Bo Lasos Lo Mezuzah. So there are 10 conditions that you have to fulfill. And if you fulfill all these 10 conditions, then you have to put up a mezuzah. But if you don't fulfill, im chisech tnai echad, but if one condition is not fulfilled, then you're not obligated in mezuzah. So let's see what that is. Ve'elu hei. Like the reminds us of the Haggadah, Elohim. I'm sorry, that, you know, hey, these are the 10, not the 10 makas, but the 10 conditions of the mezuzah. Shiyebo arba amos al arba amos o yoser. So the room has to be arba amos al arba amos, 4 amos by 4 amos, which, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, was like 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. According to Rav Chaim Noah, it was like 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet and 3 inches. It's interesting, you know, you always see in the charts about the different shiurim. There's always the Chazanish shiur, that's usually the biggest shiur, and Rav Moshe is usually in the middle, and Rav Chaim Noah is the small one. But it's interesting, Rav Michal Shurkin writes in one of his svarim that when Rav Chaim Noah came out with his shiurim, he was known to be the machmer. So everything's relative in life, you know. Like before him, the shiurim were probably even smaller. You know, shiur for kezias and things like that. So according to this opinion, so if you don't have the room that's 6 feet and 3 inches by 6 feet or 3 inches, then you're not going to be chayev in mezuzah. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready for this question? What about the front door of your house? The front door of your house. There's a mezuzah there, I assume. But a lot of times, the front door of the house is what? Leads into what? A little vestibule, which is clearly not Dalet Amos and Dalet Amos. So, would one say that you shouldn't put up a mezuzah on the front door? That would be Rachmanis on the Meshulachim. Right? Because they want to know who's Jewish and they want to see who has a mezuzah. And, you know, you'd confuse them, right? It'd be a big confusion. So what do you say?
That covers the whole house. If you have that, then you're okay as far as the other rooms are concerned. It's covering all the other rooms simultaneously.
Yeah, but every room is going to get its own mezuzah.
It's a different kind of a door.
What?
You can serve a Pesach to require a
mezuzah. Right, so this has the serve a Pesach. Right, but a lot of times you're gonna have a Pesach for the front door, and then you're gonna have another doorway leading to the rest. Not always. You're right. Not always. It depends how much you know, you want to keep the heat in. You know, you don't want to get the chill from the outside. So, but what were you saying, Rav Gans?
It's a different kind of a doorway. I mean, it's a doorway, like you say, it's a doorway to the house. It's not a doorway to a specific room. It's a whole.
So let me give Perish Rashi to what Rav Gans is saying, and that is maybe we should say that there are two types of rooms. There's a room where you actually live in, spend time in. And then there's a room that's called a Beis Shaar. It's a passageway. And maybe a Beis Shaar doesn't have the same requirement for Dalet al Dalet as does a regular room. Why Dalet al Dalet? Because I can't live normally unless I have some spacious area or else I'm cramped. It's not normal living. But if the room is just a passageway, then it serves its purpose even without that shear. So this was known to be the psak of the Chamudei Daniel, who was one of the Gedolei Achronim. And it's quoted in the Pischei Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch. And it says, Chamudei Daniel Chof Yud. What does Chof Yud mean? Ksav Yad, right. because it wasn't even printed in the time that time. Even today, so they printed some things. It's a question, but Chabud Niksav Yad, and he has this chiddush that maybe sometimes we break the rule and we say that it doesn't have to be dalet al dalet if the type of room it is a what? Is a beis shar. It's not there to spend time in. It's a passageway. And therefore, the Minhag Yisrael, Sefer Ogro Bo'alecha, Hilchos Mezuzos, says that became the Minhag Yisrael to follow that opinion. That passageways don't have to be Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos, and we'll get a mezuzah even if not. Because if you don't say like that, then many, not all, but many front doors there wouldn't even require a mezuzah. And so, but that Minhag Yisrael is we do put it up on the front door based on that opinion. Whether we should make a bracha on that, that's a different question. Because you would think, you know, the front door, there was a minhag that the Rama quotes that people used to just put a mezuzah on the front door. And that was it. And the Rama says, that's not a good minhag. That's, you know, not everything people do in the world is even called a minhag. Just because you do something, a minhag has to have some validity. Just because anything that everybody does in the world, I have a minhag to do this. I have a minhag. What a minhag? It's not a minhag. That's your mishikas. That's your, it's not a minhag. So, Rav Shechter once said, everyone's entitled to a mishikas. The mishukana is who's one collects everyone's mishikas and does them all. As Rav Shechter once said. Okay.
You have a room that's not 4x4
but
it's 2x8.
Yeah, what about like a hallway, 2x8, right? So this is a big machlokas in the poskim. Does it 4x4 have to be 4x4, or is it 2x8? So if we're going to follow the opinion of the Chamudi Daniel. That passageways don't need it, so even if it wouldn't be, it would be okay. Even if it would be 4x4, or even less than 2x8, it would be okay. But your question is this machok is in the poskim. Yeah. What is that a riot to?
To the gateway.
To the gateway, meaning? So tell me, what do you bring your raya for?
That doesn't need to be 4x4, perhaps. It just needs to be a gateway.
But beisecha, you see, it's a word from the word beisecha. At beisecha, a bias, the definition of a bias is 4x4. That's the source of the 4x4 halacha. Okay, now the Rambam, let me show you something that the Rambam says that on the third line here, the you lo delosos, and this is a chiddush of the Rambam, that you need, it's not enough just to have a doorway, you need a door. And according to the Rambam, if there's no door, no mezuzah. And they once asked the Rambam, how do you know that? How do you know that? So the Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam, how do you know you need doors? And you know what he said, the Rambam? You know what he responded? What this gentleman just said. That says, Beisecha uvisharecha. And a shar, a gate. What is a gate? A door. That's what a door is. A gate. And it's from that same pasuk that you wanted to say, that's where the Rambam says he got his halacha from. So the Rambam shita is if there's no door, there's no mezuzah. Now, you know, in from your own homes, you put up mezuzahs even when there's no door, right? In your living room, a lot of times there's no. I remember when we moved into Brooklyn as a little kid in Flatbush. We were moving from Brighton Beach to Flatbush. I was a little kid. And we came into this new house. And in the dining room, there were doors. And my parents were thinking, maybe we don't need these doors. Maybe we should take the doors. And I said to my parents, I was a four-year-old kid. I said, but if we're going to have a surprise party for somebody, we need the doors to shut it, you know, to surprise the person. So they agreed, and we kept the doors. So little did I know as a little kid that is going to make, according to the Rambam, a chiyuv mezuzah. I wasn't thinking about that but I was thinking about the surprise birthday party that I wanted to make for whoever. In other words, according to the Rambam, the doorway that you want to put up the mezuzah needs to have a door. And if it doesn't have a door...
What I'm saying, the room, like in a vestibule, the house of my exit, you know, you go in your front door of your apartment, some door is there, but then you walk into the next area, there's no door that's blocking you from this mini hallway, this vestibule into your living room. So according to the Rambam, you need a door at both ends.
Yeah, and on every room that you want to put up a mezuzah, it needs its own door.
But the other end of the room wouldn't need.
In other words, the door that, say I walk into my living room. So who has a door in their living room? I don't have a door in my living room. Except for the one in Brooklyn, in my parents' house. But there's no, so according to the Rambam, there's no mezuzah there. Now, we don't paskin like this Rambam in Shulchan Aruch, but in deference to the Rambam, the Shach says that whenever you put up a mezuzah on a doorway that doesn't have a door, you don't make a bracha. Because according to the Rambam, you don't even need to put a mezuzah up. So according to the Rambam, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So even though we still a machmir to put up the mezuzah without a bracha. So we follow the Rambam partially. Now, there's another important halacha in Hilchas Mezuzah that is very important to understand. Look on the next side of the page. The paragraph that begins Pesach, it's the one, two, like the third paragraph on the page. Pesach shebein beis hamedrash or bein beis haknesses. So this is the question. The Gemara tells us a very interesting thing. You need a mezuzah on the door, and Rambam Sheet is you mamish need on the Tzuras HaPesach, right? But where do you put it? So you put it on the right side going into the room. Why? Where does it say that? So the Gemara in Menachah says, because it says, Mezuzos Beisecha. Beisecha, the Gemara darshins, Derech Beoscha. The way you come in. So the way you come in, on the right side, now this is, how many lefties we have here? Lefties. I'm a lefty. So lefties in Judaism, we have our, you know, our good days or bad days. You know. So, but in Hilchas Mezuzah, we has no compassion for lefties, no tolerance for lefties. Everyone has to put it on the right side, because when you walk, the assumption is you walk into the room, your right foot first. Maybe not for lefties or people like that, but it doesn't matter. Berach bi'oscha, everyone, all Jews have to put it on the right side. Go in. Doesn't matter if you're a righty or lefty. For tefillin, that's a different story. If you're a purist, you do everything with your left hand, then it's good. But if you do some things that, then you have a lot of tzaris. I'm a purist, a pure lefty. The question of, you know, when you make kiddush, a lot of different shaylas about lefties and things like that. But you put it on the right side going in. So let me ask you a question. What's called going in? I mean, as I said, in life, everything's perspective. You know, when I come in this, I'm going in, and then I go out. Is that, I'm going into the, what's called going in? But how do you decide what's going in and what's going out? So if you look here in the Rambam, it says Pesach. You see that paragraph? Pesach shebein base medrash. So the second line, go one line down. Pesach shebein shnei batim hochim achar hatzir shel delos, which normally means that you follow the tzir. There used to be a hole in the ground where you had the pole with the door would revolve on. Today, we assume that just means which way the door opens to. So whichever way the door opens to, that's called, that way is going in. That is called Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir. Oh, so let's look at these doors. These are perfect doors for purpose of this year. Because goes, so which way do these doors open? Out. So the Heker Tzir would dictate that the mezuzah should be where? On the right side going into the hallway.
But they also open in.
No, they don't.
What do you do? One door goes out, the other door goes in. You have two doors.
Over here?
Yeah.
One goes in, one goes out?
Yeah, well.
No, they all go out. They all go out. Nothing goes in here. So what's the story over here? So,
it's a fire we're looking at. Fire we're looking at. We need places all have to have doors going out.
Oh, so. Yeah, so. Yeah, so that's a law, the fire law in Tinek. It's only in Tinek? That's only a rule in Tinek? All of Bergen County.
Only institutional.
Not in private homes. Only institutional.
But that's the main room where the biggest crowd of people are. So you can use, this is the main room.
This is the main room.
So coming in would be on.
So on the way they have it.
So you can get out fastest.
Right. Oh, but the Gemara says if you have two rooms adjacent one to the other, you follow the Heker Tzir. So should we go ahead now? Maybe have and take the mezuzahs off and put it on the other side. So let me tell you. If we would go together on a trip to Crown Heights and go into any Lubavitcher house or Mosad or anything, that's what they do. Heker Tzir. So if the Heker Tzir is going out, the mezuzah is going out. That's what it says in the Gemara. They're purists, right? They're purists. Right? Dida Natsach. you know, purists, so that they follow the Hecker Tzir. And that's what the Rambam says. And that's what the Gemara says. So what about the rest of the Jews? What do they do? So Minhag Yisrael is not that way. It's to do the way it is here. So what's the chiluk? So many poskim say that the idea of Hecker Tzir is only if it's a tie. In other words, it was really, what's the machayev in mezuzah? We said before, derech biyoscha, going in. So how do you know what's going in? So the flow of traffic is called going in. So, but there's one yisod in Hilchas Mezuzah that you have to realize, and that is backtracking is called going out. That's not called going in. In other words, we all came in, and when we're going to leave, it's not going to say we're going into the corridor here. It's going out of this room, because the first halicha is the Knesa. The first halicha is the Knesa, and then when we leave, that's called Yetziyah and Hilcha. And Yetziyah is not Chayiv and Mezuzah. Whereas say you have a fire exit. A fire exit. So the whole discussion, what the story is, what's the Mezuzah on the fire, because it goes just into the street, not even to an enclosed area. So then, according to some, the body holds this way. According to some poskim, doesn't need a mezuzah, because it's not a door of Knesa, it's a door of Yetziyah. So the same thing over here, that over here, the Knesa is coming in from the street. You're walking in, you're coming in. That's the Knesa, so that's where it is. So when does the Gemara say that you follow the Hecker Tzir? That's in a situation like Rav Shechter pointed out and others, that if there, say there would be a door from the outside coming in here, and some people will be coming into the from this way, some people will come in that way, so there's kinesis in both directions, and then, as Rav Shechter pointed out, we need a tiebreaker to know which way to do it. So then the Hecker Tzir is the tiebreaker. But if it's clear which way is the Knesa, then, as many poskim say, I'm sure there are others, that we follow what the Knesa is, regardless of which way the door opens. Right. In other words, I tell you. In other words, you could say that there can be. In other words, each door has to decide what's the Knesa, the Derech Knesa of that door. Right. There could be two Knesas. No, because but this door. Say some people are coming in from that way. Some people are coming. If there would be a door here, coming out that way, and they're going to go out through that way, right? So you have to decide, each door has to have a decision, which way is this door functioning as a Knesa, and which way is the door functioning as a Yetziyah, and the mezuzah is only on the Knesa. Every door has to have a diyun on that particular door. So, and how do you determine it? So it's a whole discussion, but some posts can say that whatever is the row of Hiluch. If most people, if we would build a door here, and most people would be traversing this way, that would be one thing. If most people, you know, or if it would be a tie, then we would follow the Hecker Tzir.
That's assuming that going from this room into there.
Yeah, in other words, not just backtracking, but there would be a way of coming from the street. Right. Right. Correct. And then we would have to say, so the flow of traffic in both directions. So then so we would follow the rove, whichever is the rove, that would be which way is called the flow of traffic, and that which way the mezuzah would be going. But if there's sufficient amount of the traffic in both ways, then the Heketzir would be the winner. Whereas the Minhag Chabad is to say, no, the Gemara says Heketzir, and that's all we care about, is the Heketzir. Except even Chabad agrees on the outdoor doorway would go going in. But besides that, because the Gemara says Heketzir, the Rambam says Heketzir, they don't speak about this other thing. But the Poskim say, Rav Gutman points out, that the other thing is obvious. It's obvious that it's that's the, as Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman said, that's the Mechayiv in Mezuzah is the Berach Biyoscha. So that's what the way it has to do. It's very important, because if you put it in the wrong way, then you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You understand? You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. So that's why you have to, there's a fellow in Queens, a mezuzah doctor. You know, he goes to people's houses to check the, when I was living in Brookline, in the... I lived right across the street from the Maimonides Yeshiva in the Harrow household, a big mansion. And they told me that when they got they bought the house, Rabbi Yehuda Kelmer Zatzal, who was the Rav of the Young Israel then, he came to the house to pay a mezuzah visit to help them out, to make sure to know where to put the mezuzahs in all the different places in the house, because it's complicated to know. So, which way is Kavisa, which way is Metzia, what's Chayiv, and you're already spending so much money on the mezuzah, you want to at least do it right. And we don't say to put two mezuzahs. If you put two mezuzahs, in other words, why don't we say do this? Put one mezuzah going this way, one mezuzah going that way. What do you say about that? There are achronim that say like that. But that's just weird. I once went for Shabbos to the end of the San Francisco area. I was giving a shiur on this topic, and I said to the oilam, you just don't do weird things. And then a woman came to me at the end of Shabbos. She says, Rabbi, of all the things you said over Shabbos, that was that resonated the most with me.
I live in San Francisco.
Yeah. No, they say for Rav Soloveitchik, being normal, that's the... But I'll tell you a story. This Rabbi Rakefet told me this story. He told me to look at the Igros Moshe. He's in the Igros Moshe on this following Shaila. This is the Shaila. You also can remember this type of picture in your mind. You go to someone's house and you see a mezuzah there, and there's probably 10 layers of paint, over this mezuzah. This mezuzah has been there for who knows how many years. It's been painted over 95 times already. And, you don't know. Well, is it kosher mezuzah, not kosher? You want to check it? And to unearth it is going to be a difficult. So Rabbi Rakefet, I think he was living at the Bronx at that time. So he asked Rabbi Moshe, he said, you know what? I'm willing to say moichel zayin on the mezuzah. I'll buy another mezuzah and I'll put it right there. It'll still be in the top third. And it's such a tircha to go and remove that mezuzah. Who knows if it's kosher, not kosher? Who knows what's doing inside that mezuzah? And I'll do that. Can I do that? And Rav Moshe said, no, you can't do that. Because if the one inside is kosher, then you violated Baal Tosif by putting two mezuzahs on the same side. If you put a mezuzah on one side, then another mezuzah on the other side, because it's a suffix. So that wouldn't, according to most, that wouldn't be baltosis, because one of them is definitely no good, because was a door is only chayv in one mezuzah, so the man of shachon is no good. It's just awkward to do such a thing. But it's not bal tosef, according to most. But here, it's putting two mezuzahs on the same side, that is called being awkward, weird. Oh, no, we don't do that. So we have to decide which is... Now, another thing, you know, discussing everything we just discussed, you know, the Gemara says that a base knesses is really not chayiv in mezuzah. Because one thing a mezuzah, Gemara says in Psochim, and the Rambam has it as one of his things here, is it when he says, Asar Tanon, in the very beginning, V'chachi is chayiv hadarbo lasos lo mezuzah. That's not even, and the last thing is asir l'diras keva. You have to live there. If it's not a makom dira, if no one is living there, then it's really not chayiv in mezuzah. Like, so the Gemara says a shul is not chayiv in mezuzah because no one lives there unless someone lives there. You know, they used to have the shamas living in the shul. You know, today this generation never even heard of a shamas. You know, we're living in a generation where, when I grew up, every shul you had the rabbi, the chazan, and the shamas. You need someone. But even those days, the shamas didn't live in the shul. But the old days in Chazal, they had the shamas who mamish lived in the shul. So then he lived in. But here, no one's living in the shul. So the chiyuv b'chlal. I mean, there was all of the examples I gave you is lo yitzor, that there's a real chiyuv here. But one could question whether you need the whole mezuzah here b'chlal, because it's not a makom dira. So a garage is interesting. A garage is part of your house. Yeah. So therefore, that's called a beis haotzer. It's a place where, so it's a machlokes. But many poskim hold the last thing here on page one: beis tevin, beis boker, beis otzos. So the Rambam paskins beis haotzer is potter min a mezuzah, but others disagree. In other words, if you don't, it's a place for storage. Is that chayiv in mezuzah or not? So we assume it is, but the Rambam says potter min a mezuzah. Right? That's another unique psak of the Rambam. But we hold that you put a mezuzah up on a beis otzer. The question is a garage a beis otzer? Beis otzer usually means that you store wine and things like that you're going to bring into your house. So it's part of your deer. Here you have your car there. And so there might be other things besides the car in there. But many poskim hold to put up a, you know, it's a, like sort of also considered like a base otzer.
Any difference, Rabbi, if it's attached or a separate structure?
In other words, there could be a difference. This Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held and Bari held that if you have like you rent storage space someplace, nothing to do with where you live, so then that's called a separate structure. But if it's just not mamish touching a thing, that still might be in the confines of your living quarters and part of the...
How about an attic? Now my attic, to access my attic, I have to go through my closet. The closet wasn't... I wouldn't need a mezuzah.
I remember my parents' house, they used the attic, you had to go through the ceiling. Yeah, that's that type of attic you have. You have a different type of attic. What is here?
A door behind the closet.
And then you walk up the steps? Yes, so that would be the same type of idea. That if you hold, did you follow the Derech Hiluch? So the Derech Hiluch is is to go up that way. So you
therefore,
put
a mezuzah.
What?
Therefore, a mezuzah.
Therefore, to have a mezuzah, yeah.
And an enclosed backyard?
An enclosed backyard is a whole discussion in the poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein said an enclosed backyard if it's 10 tefachim, and it's enclosed, Rav Moshe held to put it going to the to outdoors. Because the backyard is like a room. The Chazanish held differently, but
into the yard.
If there's a way of going from the yard into the house, but if it's enclosed, meaning that you only will get to the backyard via the house, and you hold from this concept of the derech hiluch, then you put it on the right side, going outside. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Taz Maril held like that. Chazanish, not that way, going in.
About a gated front yard.
A gated front yard, okay.
So, by the gate?
By the gate, yeah. So the gate, if it's enclosed, right, by the gate.
If the gate, how tall does the gate have to be?
Well, you need 10 tefachim. Yeah. You know, there's a din of the Shar Ha'ir. If you have a city that's a walled city, and you have openings on the city, so the Shar Ha'ir needs a mezuzah. That's the question about the old city of Jerusalem. Shar Ha'ir, but what's the issue of the old city of Jerusalem? It's not Rov Yisrael. It has to be majority of Jews. If it's not majority of Jews, then they're not. There was once a discussion about putting a mezuzah. That's the place in Brooklyn, the walled place in Brooklyn.
Seagate.
Oh, Seagate. Right, to put a mezuzah in Seagate. So there's another halacha. That if you're afraid that people will come and take the mezuzah and mutilate it, etc., then you have a heter not to put up a mezuzah. So what Rav Harfner says they decided to do is they would first put the mezuzah up without the parchment and see if it gets stolen. And if it stays there, then they can go to the next step and put it in. When I was there last, I didn't see a mezuzah there. I mean, at my building that I live in, we don't have a mezuzah on the front door. We don't have people have on their own apartments, but on the front door we don't have. So it's a question: well, why don't we have? Rav Goldberg, he lives in my building also. He wanted to put up a mezuzah once on Purim. He tried to put it up, and then it got moved, and it wasn't. Once YU bought the building, it used to not be owned. By YU, but then YU bought it, and then that was when the discussion ensued again, and then it was sold to someone else who bought it, and now it's been next week or so. It's going to be next month. It's going to be sold again. It's interesting. Yeah.
You mentioned the place where mezuzah was stolen and taken away.
You lived there.
Yeah. And then we got a psak not to put it there and put it inside the door.
Uh huh. Okay, but you're safe. Yeah. That's why you moved here. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's So if there's no one living here, it's technically, you know, where they built a new building, the Gluck building in YU, the new building. So they had a whole Chanukah Sabayis. And then part of the Chanukah Sabayis is the President Joel, he put up the mezuzah. So the question is, like, should he make a bracha? So he didn't make the bracha of the mezuzah. What did he make a bracha? He made Atova Meitiv. Atova Meitiv, when you have something, you buy a new car, and you're going to use it with your family, so you can make Hatova Meita. It's only for you. You buy a new suit, it's only for you. So then it says you can make a Shechianu if it's something Chashuv. But if you're going to be sharing it with other people, then Hatova Meita. So no one lives in the Glot building. So therefore, but somehow it became the minhag, like if you don't put up mezuzahs, you look like as a shegetz, you know, you didn't put up a mezuzah. Like if you have a catering hall, who's gonna come and use your catering hall if there are no mezuzahs on the, you know, like, you know, it's just, so people do it. But like Rav Abadi pointed out, Meikar Adin, it's really, and you certainly you shouldn't make a bracha. And it's a question whether you can even... So we put it on, and Jewish mosdos put on mezuzahs. Yeah, the same thing with an office. I mean, I always kid. Some people spend more time in their offices than they spend in their homes. You know, you have people who are in, lawyers who are there till, or accountants who are there late night. You know, you wonder where their real dira is. You know. And maybe they take the mezuzah from the house and put it in, you know. But yeah, so that's why many poskim say you should at least, if you want to put it up, mela, but you shouldn't make a bracha. But yeah. So as I told you, I tell people not to make a bracha because. It's bottom line, it's not dalet al dalet. So we want to follow this opinion that we said before, that a passageway is different. So that became, so Sefer Ogo Melecha says that became the minhag. But to make a bracha, you know, that's maybe not. I mean, many people invite me to their apartments in Washington Heights. Many of them, there's not maybe even one room that could make that you can make a bracha on. Because, you know, it's Bekochi, you know, you can find a room that you can make a bracha, because a lot of them don't have doors, and a lot of them are not dalet al dalet, and etc. So, a large closet, if it's a walk-in closet, and if it's dalet al dalet, and it's a walk-in closet, then you can make, according to many, you can make a bracha. And some people make a bracha even if it's not dalet al dalet, but it has to be a walk-in, at least a walk-in closet. But I would, then they would put up a mezuzah, not make a bracha, I take that back. They should not make a bracha unless it's dalet al dalet. If it's dalet al dalet, then there's what to say, except for the Rambam's opinion that maybe it's, that's a, yeah. You have to put the mezuzah in the top third. The bottom of the top third. But what if it's a big doorway? So then what do you do? So the top third is going to be... So the Yerushalmi says that if it's a tall doorway, shoulder height, that's where the mezuzah goes. Even though it's going to be below the top third. And Rav Avadi Yosef, he's the one posek that said we shouldn't follow this Yerushalmi. It's not in the bottom. Well, should not. His opinion was we should not. His opinion, Rav Avadi Yosef's opinion, is not the mainstream opinion. But his, because the bottom line is, it's not... He says it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. The Shach quotes it from the Yerushalmi and Megillah. And he said, well, the Mechaber didn't quote it. And he's a Mechaber person. You know. Right, well, reachable is not a... is not, you know, it's not a requirement to kiss the... what we call kiss the mezuzah, so it doesn't have to be reachable. It's more... question, like Rav Abadi said, the mezuzah is like the last Rambam over here. That the mezuzah, Ichayev Adam Zor Mezuzah, calls man she yikane si yetze yivka biyichar Hashem. In other words, it reminds you of Hashem, the mezuzah. So it should be something that's noticeable. It should be something that's noticeable. That, So that's what Rav Abadi once told me, that to follow the Yerushalmi, because this way you could see the mezuzah. There's a halacha also, I've never seen this in America, I've seen this in Eretz Yisrael, that people put the mezuzah in the Jerusalem stone, in the stone. And that's, right? I've never seen that in America, but in the Jerusalem stone in Israel, you've seen it, and it has to be within the tefach of that. You can't be too far. But the halacha is if you plaster it over and you're not going to notice that there's a mezuzah there, then you lost the mitzvah. So you see there's a halacha of noticing the mitzvah, and that's what Rav Abadi thought, that's why perhaps we should follow that, the halacha of the Yerushalmi, that if it's very high, then shoulder height is where to put the mezuzah.
How about a child's room?
A child's room? It's chayv mezuzah, but you don't say, well, he's a child, so we want to put it low down for him. Pick him up. Pick him up and let him.
So there's a chiduch in there. The king's a chiduch, sort of explanation why it's lower.
No, because the obligation is on you. In other words, just because your child is living there, but it's your dira. And therefore, you shouldn't put it, that would be. Like the halacha is, if you do chinuch with a pasal esrog, you know, you do chinuch with a pasal esrog, you would say chinuch. Yeah.
What's the reason why Spartan versus Ashkenazim positions those are different? An angle versus
yeah, because there are different opinions of what, how. One opinion says it should be straight like this, and one opinion says it should be like this. Now, the drasha that they give under the chuppah, oh, the marriage is based on compromise, and therefore we do like this, that's a nice drasha. But that's just of, you know, it's like this, the shita like this holds that if it would be like this, it would be possible, but if it's still slanted, it'll still be okay. So, and the Vilna Gaon, you know, was of the, as Rav Shachman pointed out, to put it straight. But the main thing is you make sure the whole mezuzah is within the top third. And if it goes lower than the top third, then it's a question whether you're Yotze. That's why the Rav Avadi Yosef was concerned that if you're going to follow the Yerushalmi, then maybe according to the Bavli it's not good. And then that's why he was a purist in that regard, to put it in the on the top third, even if it's that was his opinion, and others disagree. Okay, so it was a pleasure spending some time here this week, and there's a shame we should have other opportunities. You should all be well. Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, so should have a Freilichen double Adar, and should only bring a lot of Simcha in your lives. Yeah.